This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Woo-hoo! You are on the tag team this morning.
Good, Martha.
We've got a cracking show prepared for you this morning. We're going to be talking about first dates.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's the worst.
Which is your favourite child? And guys, and I don't want to tease you too much because this is very alluring, but my mum has managed to have an argument with a stranger. But first, let's have a bit of Calvin Harris, shall we?
Yeah, are you happy with that, Chris?
Totally happy with it. Yeah,
right,
let's do it.
Let's do that. All right.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Guys, it's been a huge week for nostalgia, hasn't it? I mean, first of all, Donald Trump was elected.
Yeah.
And that was a good nostalgia for me because I was mad for The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And I thought. You
know. And I was a big fan of World War II, so... Everyone comes out a winner in this one.
But of course, then also this week, the trailer for the live-action Beauty and the Beast has hit the internet and people are going bananas for it.
Tie your napkin round your neck. Nostalgic, because this is the original version, isn't it, Harry?
I just thought maybe what do we all know from the internet?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Is what we know.
And do you know what? No, cut the music.
Yeah.
Cut the music. Do you know what? I'm outraged.
Why?
You're outraged.
Outraged.
Why?
No, Angela.
No,
Yeah, but, okay, yes, no, and that is... And
listen,
that is,
no, don't no, you no, start.
Shh. We need to explain what you're talking about. This is who's Angela?
Angela
what she
Lansbury,
from,
the voice
Let's
of the teapot.
Let's not assume too much Angela Lansbury knowledge.
Okay, Angela Lansbury voiced the teapot in the 1991 animated Beauty and the Beast, and she is not reprising that role in this live-action remake. But I will put it to you, Harry, that if
But she's
Angela,
112 and she probably couldn't.
She's quite tired. But if you're going to replace Angela Lansbury with anybody, Emma Thompson's a pretty good...
Yeah, right.
Can Emma Thompson sing?
Yeah. She played Mrs. Lovett in a production of Sweeney Todd, mate.
I'm not sure that she can sing as well as Angela Lansbury.
In case you weren't aware, this is a gay radio station, which I'm out defiantly talking about.
Can she
about.
Really sing, though, or is she like an actress that sings?
She can, mate. Of course she can.
Well, just because she was in one musical doesn't mean she can sing.
She's Emma Thompson. She can do everything.
I mean, Bert Newton's in musicals, mate, but I would call him a presenter who can sing.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair. So apart from the Angela Lansbury, Harry, where do you stand on the live-action trailer?
How are you feeling?
Well, I was always a big fan of Gaston. I always wanted to be Gaston.
Yes.
And they've got a Welsh man to do it.
Isn't he the villain?
Yeah.
Why did you want to be the villain?
Oh, just
that's a creepy thing to be as a little girl, wanting to be the villain.
Yeah, but I only wanted to be him when he was, like, doing all of... It's muscle flexing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
And all the girls are falling over him.
Yeah,
and then when he turns into a bit of a dick, I was like, no, I'm all right. I'd be the beast now.
That's right.
Yeah, the beast.
Now, it's great that he's a Welshman, but he appears to be something of a Welsh twink, which is not quite the Gaston I'd imagined.
Oh.
You know, Gaston sings about having every last inch of him covered in hair, and he's got this giant chest and these huge arms, and Luke Evans, while very handsome, is... diminutive in stature.
He's had a wax, has he?
I'd say so.
Well, he's been waxed down.
He's covered up to the neck in most of the shots of the trailer, but if I was to have a hazard a guess, yes, I think he's
had a wax.
Oh, you wait till he gets his shirt off, guys.
All right.
You won't be disappointed with the rig.
What other classic cartoons would you like to see brought back as a live action film?
Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Get 100%. Them under the sea.
They're already doing it, aren't they?
No.
There are talks. I've heard rumour.
Have your people talked to some people?
I've had my people talk to some people.
Who are you looking to play? The crab.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sebastian! You'd be a great Sebastian. We all know you're Ariel, Hunter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks
and
a lot.
And if one of you says I'm Ursula, I'm going to jump over
this desk. No, I'm coming
over this desk.
I'm following your lead. You wanted to be the big, bulky Gaston and Beauty and the Beast, so I'm guessing in Little Mermaid, you want to be Triton?
Yeah.
It is 13 minutes to 7. You are on the tag team. The sun is shining. If you're just waking up, it's going to be a cracking day. They say we're headed for a top of 30.
Guys. Doing it! Dress for appropriate weather, guys. I'm in jeans. Hunter came in a big coat.
I know, but it was very early. We've got time to shed those clothes and really embrace the summer. You're on the tag team. Good morning.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Harry, you've got some breaking news.
Yes.
Ricky Martin's engaged.
Ricky Martin! You stole my thunder.
I took your thunder and I put it on a platter and I handed it to you and you stared blankly back at me.
Your dramatic pause was too long. I was on tenterhooks.
Guys, Ricky Martin's got engaged.
Yay. Well, good for him. Is it not to Ian Thorpe, though?
Not to Thorpey.
Which
not
is
to
a shame.
And not to me, so Thorpey. Who cares?
No,
so.
But he's a single dad, isn't he?
Yes.
So that's good, you know, that's good. It's always good when someone with kids finds a partner or doesn't find a partner. Either is fine. That's what I just want to make that
either
very clear.
Either way, as long as you're okay on the inside, Chris.
And the children are happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All that matters is that I'm okay on the inside?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. What next, Harry?
But congratulations.
Congratulations,
Ricky. Ricky Martin.
Well done.
Speaking of relationships, we want to talk breakup advice.
And everything nice. Oh. Guys, I'm giving a lot of relationship advice at the moment.
You're giving a lot, yeah?
Don't look at me like that.
Because you've had experience.
Because I've had
lots of relationships.
Yeah, I've had experience. It's been a turbulent year, guys. and one of my nearest and dearest is going through a breakup at the moment.
Yeah,
heartbroken.
Oh, I can't do anything with him.
Right,
like honestly, can't do anything with him.
And is it getting to the point where you've almost said all you could possibly say?
Several times.
Yeah.
And he keeps going over and over and over, and loves a cliche. Loves a cliche.
Oh.
If I have to hear King of My Castle one more time.
I've never even heard of King of My Castle.
How does that work?
Use it in a heartbroken sentence for us.
Babe, I know what I got to do. I just got to be the King of My Castle.
Oh. Wait, he's giving himself a pep talk?
Master of his own destiny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And to that you say,
I'm like,
I've heard it all before, mate.
And I'm going, yeah, that's what I was saying 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Well, maybe it just takes a while to sink in. So maybe by you repeating it over and over and over, you got to be the king of your castle. You got to be the king of your castle. Eventually, he's like, I know what I got to do, babe. Got to be the king of my castle.
Yeah, hopefully. It's just, and it's hard. It's like, I'm sad. Don't get me wrong. But then,
for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's awful.
Yeah.
But it's also like, because he's saying, like, you've never been through this amount of pain. You have no idea what I'm feeling.
What? No.
And I'm like,
and you're actually the exact opposite of that. Everybody knows that you can be.
Yeah.
I'm like, but everybody goes through it different, and that's fine. But I'm like, don't assume that I've never been through anything like this before. And he's like, yeah, it's different, babe. It's different.
No, I'm. I don't know who this person is, but I'm off them because, look, if I have been in a position many times to be wanting relationship advice from other people for going through a breakup.
Sometimes here on the radio.
Sometimes right here. And I would never jeopardize that sympathy by insulting the person I'm seeking sympathy from. You've never suffered like I've suffered. No, that's not right. That's not the way to go about it.
So have you held your tongue? Because if he's heartbroken, you just have to hold your tongue.
Yeah, I've held my tongue, and that's why I'm talking about it on the radio. It's just...
All right, well, maybe you need to pop a time limit on it. How long have they been broken up?
I mean, look, it is very fresh, all right? It's like 3 weeks now.
No time limit. Sorry, there's no time limit. At any point, I could come to you guys bereft about a breakup I had in, like, 2013, so...
Chris could do that. I can imagine how many. But I tend to think that you can be a little bit... Not 3 weeks in, but if this person was behaving the same way in 6 months, for instance, I think you can give them a bit of a cerebral slap around and be like, pull yourself together, son.
Yeah, well, it's getting to that point because Hunter gave me one of the best pieces of breakup advice, and it was just don't lose your dignity.
Yes.
Don't do it, because you've been there and you've been that guy that's done that, and he's like, don't regret it. Don't wake up and then I go, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Because the truth is, the heartbreak always heals, but the shame of how you behaved whilst heartbroken, that never leaves you.
Never leaves
you. I can lose sleep thinking about something I did 10 years ago.
Yep, exactly. So you need to do, Harry, is take your friend, sit them down and say, mate, what you need to do is become the king of your castle.
As a wise woman once said, mate.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, look, I'll keep you posted.
Also, if you could just find out what being the king of one's castle means, because I feel like that's nonsense.
Yeah, I think it might be as well.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Hunter, you've had, what did you call it, Harry? A mare.
You've had a mare.
Well, we've been riddled in this city. We've become overrun, and I think it's about time somebody did something. I think we need to build a wall.
Oh, this is getting real.
A wall for what?
I think we need to build a wall, an enormous wall around the city, but also a roof, because I'm talking about the vermin of the sky, pigeons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Disgusting pigeons.
I just unclench for a second. Okay.
And you say, you know, you never see a baby pigeon, and I'm starting to wonder why. That's all I'll say.
What, make pigeons great again? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, the opposite. Pigeons think they're too great.
Is there a conspiracy theory afoot with why you never see a baby pigeon? Is it because are they being shipped in as fully grown adults?
I think they might be. Yeah, illegally.
By whom, from where?
Illegally shipped in. And they're free to without our wall and roof.
And they just struck
now,
down the street.
Where is this sudden outrage of against pigeons come
so
from?
So yesterday, it was a nice day. I took a little lunch break. I was sitting in an outdoor courtyard eating a gourmet sandwich.
Al fresco.
Al fresco, thank you. $17 I spent on lunch.
What?
And that was just for a biscuit, a sandwich, and a miniature can of cola.
So,
I know. So,
Over your diamonds.
Exactly. It's my point. I was feeling very ritzy. I was in a short. The sun was out. I thought, I'll hook my shorts up a little, give these pins some sun, you know?
Yeah. I'm translucent at the moment.
Everything about this story so far is so much more interesting than the pigeon thing, but all right.
I'm sitting against a lamppost, right?
Yeah.
And a little bit of cabbage had fallen out of my sandwich, right? And it sort of sat near my crutch.
There was cabbage on your sandwich?
In a sandwich.
Yeah, I told you, it was a very ritzy sandwich.
Were you having a banh mi?
No, it wasn't.
That is sharp bread, guys. Watch out for that. Yeah, carry on.
Sharp bread?
Sharp bread.
What's that mean?
It hurts your mouth. Yeah, I don't...
Oh, yes, I don't say that. Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't one of those.
Okay, yeah, so the cabbage has fallen onto
so
your lap.
You've got your $17 cabbage sandwich and you're sitting against a lamppost with your legs out in the sun.
Your money's everywhere. You're just rolling around in your money.
Next thing you know, who comes strutting across the courtyard... It's an this is another important detail. It's not a real grass, it's astroturf.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So the pigeons really have to forage around to find stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here comes this loosey-goosey, up-himself pigeon comes strutting along, starts eyeing off the cabbage between my legs. I'm thinking, don't you come over here. It came directly underneath and then sort of pecked pretty much on my, you know.
Oh.
Right there.
On your pecker?
Yeah, it pecked my it was so desperate for the cabbage, it nearly pecked my pecker. And you know what? I
let him.
Was in... No. But that's sort of it, because I
felt weird at first.
I felt shamed by it. Because I couldn't get it to stop. So I was like, stop that. I was like, stop that. That's enough. Stop that. Like, it's not funny now. And I could kneel. If I wanted to, I could have touched it. That's how unscared of me it was. And they're too confident. And then it kept coming back to my crotch. And I started to get blushing because I thought people are going to look and they're going to think that I'm, you know.
I hate getting blushing as well.
I know. I was slut-shamed by a pigeon is what I'm saying. And that's only happening because there's so many of them in this city.
Wow.
And I've had enough.
And there's, but the, do you think there's... Different crews of pigeons.
Oh, like yes.
There's sassy pigeons. There's overconfident, body confident pigeons.
I'm pretty sure the very next day, I saw another person getting harassed by a pigeon, and I thought, I bet that's the same.
Now your pigeon profiling. Stop
well,
it.
I don't want to be racist, but they do all look the same.
Now I know why you were so angry and so personal, because you had unwelcome sexual advances from a pigeon.
That's right. And so I think it's time something is done. Anyway, if you've been sexually assaulted by an animal, do give us a call. I'm just kidding.
I think, what's the lesson here, Hunter? Pick better sandwiches. Correct. Yes, pick better sandwiches. Ones that don't have cabbage in them. Especially if you're spending that much money. Come on, mate. Get it together.
Peck better sandwiches.
Well, I certainly won't be picking anything with a seeded bread. Because they'll go bonkers for some seed. I've seen them. Like they'll turn my whole courtyard into a bloody aviary. An aviary. Are they even native? I don't even think they're even native.
Do you know that the Queen owns all the swans?
Oh, my... How do we get under the Queen owning the swans on this show every single week?
You're on Joy 94.9. Coming up next, Collect My Love. You're on Joy.
You are back on the tag team this morning. That is the Knox there with Collect My Love.
I feel like that song sets you up for failure because you never know exactly when you're supposed to say baby or when you're supposed to say oop.
Baby, baby, oop, baby, oop,
but then oh, okay, fine. You all can figure out the pattern. Fine. I'm just the idiot.
I've saved you there, mate, and I'm not the only one, because one amongst us is become a regular Aussie hero. And put your hands up if this is she. That's right. It's you.
Hey!
You win the quiz.
guys, right. So I've been riding my bike this week.
Yes.
Well done, me. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
And the route I take...
I've recently had my bike stolen. Coincidence?
Oh.
Quinky dink.
Coincidence?
My bike did come without a wheel. So if anybody sees a wheel, that would be great.
Well, I have one spare wheel. Change my front fence.
I borrow that. And it's taking me on a different route. So it's putting on an extra 2K to get to work and stuff.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's 16Ks a day.
Why is it going... Why does it take long? Why is it taking more Ks?
I don't know. It's because I'm... It's not taking
You're going
me down
a safer way.
Yeah, it's right. not taking me down Hoddle onto Punt.
Oh no, of course.
Yeah, right.
No,
so I'm not doing that. Anyway, so I had to go into the city the other night, and I was going along Batman Avenue, along the Yarra Trail there. And when I was cycling, I saw something that, you know, when you just that's going to slam. You know when you see something that just isn't right on the on the grass, and I walked past, and basically there was a guy doubled over, and I was like, oh God. What? And you know when you ride, and then I slowed down, and I was like, ooh, this isn't good. And
there were people... Should I get involved? Should I keep riding?
Yeah. And there were people walking past that were going, I'm not getting involved. And I was like, oh, if everybody does that, then... And the closer that I got to him, because he was doubled over, like, there was no circulation in his hand, so he was, like, quite white. And I was
And you
like,
have to remember, you may end up on CCTV, and they may do a nobody help this man story,
exactly.
And then they'll show the CCTV of you riding past disinterested at slow speed.
Yeah, yeah. You could have a current affairs host, like, in a back room somewhere watching the footage.
I could be
judging.
Chased into the car by a reporter being like, why didn't you help? Exactly.
Yep.
So I thought, right, well, I'll do something. So I popped off the bike, rang 000, told them where the location was, whatever. And by this time, a couple more people had stopped. But then they were like, so I described what had happened and they said, oh, you're going to have to move him. Well, for a split second, I got really scared. Because I was like, if I move him... And maybe one, he might have passed away.
You might kill him, yeah.
And two...
Is he on the ground or is he standing?
No, he's on the ground, doubled over, literally with his head between his knees on the floor and his hands behind his back.
Right. Oh.
And I was like, oh, God, if I move him and he wakes up, maybe he'll get really aggressive.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if I move him and he's passed away, this is actually my first dead body I'm going to see. Anyway, I checked his pulse. He was still alive. So
okay.
I was like, whew, that was
So
great.
One problem out of the way.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
For both him and you.
And him and me, yeah. So then I got another guy. So I passed the phone along, got another guy to help me, and we rolled him on his back. And as we rolled him, he sort of woke up a bit and was like a bit groggy and opened his eyes. And we kind of like, he looked at me and then I was like, it's okay, mate. Don't worry. I've called the ambulance. And then he went back to sleep. So that was fine, coming in out of consciousness. Anyway, the ambulance got there after...
Sounds fine, yeah, yeah.
A long time. Well, the ambulance got there and then started doing their checks on him, and he wakes up, stands on his knees, thinks I'm his girlfriend.
Oh!
What?
Tries to go arm in arm off into the... I was like, sorry, mate, I'm not your girlfriend. I was like, what's happening? And the paramedic was like, oh, yeah, we see this all the time. And then he got really aggressive because he... Because I wasn't his girlfriend.
Yes, and did you have to break up with him?
Yeah, then and there.
Wow.
Then and there. And I think what it was
is... to break up advice.
I thought what happened was he probably opened his eyes, saw an angel-like figure.
Yes.
Yes.
With a blue helmet on.
Thought he died and gone to heaven.
Yeah. And then woke up and was like, oh, you're my girlfriend. I was like, I'm not your girlfriend. And then in the end, they had to shoo me away because he was getting too aggressive.
Oh,
really?
Wow. I feel like...
Maybe, Chris, that's a good way for you to find a boyfriend.
Yeah, just wander the streets looking for people who have collapsed.
Find people on the streets
and
of Melbourne that are
them.
Asleep and wake them up. Startle them away.
Maybe I should go one step further and start drugging people first.
Yes.
Wait, no, that's going in a dangerous path.
No, too far.
Too far. I like the fact that the paramedics see us all the time, but they didn't like say, by the way, when we revive this guy, he might think that you're in love with him.
Oh, I don't think they meant that's what they see all the time, did they? They
no.
just meant there's people, unconscious people, that they got to wake up.
Oh, phew. Okay, that makes sense.
It's not a normal symptom of being unconscious.
See...
You fall in love with the Welsh woman.
They see meddling Welsh women all of the time.
I got to say, Harry, I do have a bit of a dislike of people who preemptively call an ambulance.
Really?
And I think it's because I don't have ambulance cover and I don't want to get stung with a bill, you know? Okay. I don't want to stub my toe. You know, pass out, wake up to a $5,000 ambulance trip, you know?
Okay, first of all, mate, get ambulance cover, I think would be the first thing.
I should get ambulance cover.
And secondly...
Although, maybe it should be covered by the state. Both are valid arguments that we could discuss more in a more serious environment.
Which this is not. This is 100% not. But also, no, always call an ambulance.
You know, not to bang on about ambulances too much, but you know, people say that it costs. You got to get ambulance cover because it costs like $3,000. But I've never. Have you ever heard of anyone getting billed?
Yes.
Did you get billed?
My housemate did.
Got
billed. Yeah, she now has ambulance cover because she needed to get an ambulance, and it cost her.
Did she call it herself?
No, she went to a doctor because she's like, oh, my asthma's kicking up a bit. I'm just going to nip down to the GP down the road because she was also my coworker.
Right.
And she went down to the office to the GP and got there and they, like, did one test and went, oh, nope, you definitely got to hospital right now.
They called an ambulance.
And they called the ambulance.
See, that's fair enough.
That's on them, though.
If a meddling Welsh woman on the street calls an ambulance and then you get fined $5,000. That seems a bit out of... That seems
he was
a bit
not right. going in the ambulance. Just
Which
the
is time. Why?
I watched him stumble away as I rode away.
Oh, right. Was he just on the tail end of a great night out, maybe?
Yeah.
Tail end of a few years out, maybe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Harry, because you really did the good thing there.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ah, yes. It is 26 minutes out. You are on the tag team with Harry, Hunter and Chris. We hope you're having a spectacular morning thus far.
We really do. Yes, I concur.
Thank you. Coming up, guys, I want to talk about terrible first dates. Harry, you're an expert in that. And then my mum has had an argument with a friend about my proudest appendage.
Oh, like your pecker.
Yeah. Oh.
You're on tag team with Taylor.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Parents.
Oh, yeah.
Making and destroying people's dreams.
That's true.
Quite similar to Hunter and sometimes you, Chris, if I'm honest.
Oh.
Now, favourite children, right? It is very well known that I am not the favourite.
In your family, because you've got you and you've got Morgan.
Yeah. But now, so I was the youngest and now I'm the middle because we've got Madison as well and I've got Rodri. So on both sides, I'm middle.
Wow. So your mum's got three kids.
Yeah.
You're in the middle.
Yeah.
Let's rate them in her favourite order.
Okay, so it goes Morgan, Madison, me.
Oh, you're third.
Yeah. Least favourite.
Yeah.
Least favourite.
Yeah.
Okay, now do your dads.
Dads would be probably, I don't know, Rodri, and then tied me and Morgan, maybe? Oh, no, probably Morgan. No, probably me, Morgan.
So you got the mum on dad's side?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's focus more on mums then. What does your mum do to make it quite clear that you're not the favourite?
She'll just say things like...
You're not my favourite.
Yeah.
I like the others better.
I will literally do something or like say something that is really great or funny.
Mm.
And she just won't say anything. Then 2 seconds later, Morgan will say exactly the same thing. She'll, oh my God, he cracks me up, mind.
Oh. It's like when Morgan did like the marathon or the half marathon.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yes.
Stuff exactly
And you
like
did,
that.
A, did a marathon and nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets.
I did a triathlon, nothing.
And then Morgan did like a half
like
he
marathon.
Jogged to the shop, basically.
He went for a walk, crossed the finish line, right? They couldn't find each other for a good half an hour. When they finally locked eyes, both started crying.
Oh, with just sheer pride. Sheer pride.
Oh, and his feet. Oh, he ruined his feet. So I had to get him a new pair of trainers because he's absolute. How can he stand and work with his feet? How can he do that? Then I got Miff, right? Got the dog.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's a lovely dog, yeah. Morgan gets a beagle, best thing ever.
Oh, but it's a beagle,
it's because
they're
it's a
cool.
beagle.
Yeah, they got fun ears.
Have you ever approached this with your parents? They're going, excuse me, just a quick...
Oh, I love you all the same. You know I love you all the
really?
Same.
Really? Oh, so she pretends.
She pretends.
She pretends. We want to know, 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Are you the favourite or are you the forgotten child? And give us some evidence. Give us some evidence. We want to find Australia's most relegated child.
Back it up, because I'm with two faves, I think.
Well, my mum toes a company line because my brother is half Torres Strait Islander. And
oh, leave it there. That's a good teaser.
All right. All
That's
right.
a good teaser.
You're in the tag team this morning with Harry, Hunter and Chris. We're talking, who's your parents' favourite sibling? And it's, guys, it's brought
it's
up
really
a lot of
It's really got Harry fired
yeah,
up.
She is fired up.
She's had a big old rant during the song, most of which we can't air or her family will never speak to her again. So.
But Chris, you're in the middle of telling us.
Yeah, so...
just don't bother that, babe. Just have a rest. Chris will take it from here.
My mother has a line. She claims that she could not possibly have a favourite child because she has me, a homosexual. She has my sister, and my youngest brother is half Torres Strait Islander. So my mum, as she tells everyone, I can't possibly have a favourite because, and I quote, I have one of each.
A gay, a boy, and a woman.
Yes.
Oh. I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's crap, though, which is their favourite.
Yeah, no, I can tell you that for a time, very proud, not at all proud, that my grandmother, who I talk about often in Nan Talk, who's that horrible,
very lovely,
that delightful woman,
for a very long time, I was her favourite. So that's
there you go. So why make her so awful if you were her favourite?
Because it's
I don't think it's a good thing.
Oh, to be the mean one's favourite. Right, you're like a little offsider.
It's like being Hansel and Gretel in the witch's candy house. Yeah. Like, I like you the best.
Or in the Does that mean you're the weakest because she thought you...
Possibly.
Needed protecting. Or like the Lion King where there was the mean lion had all those hyenas. You were all of the hyenas. Yeah, you were Scar's hyenas. Grandma Scar's hyenas.
Yeah, that was us. Grandma Scar's hyenas. Yep.
Oh, but at least you could be Whoopi.
That's true.
She was my favourite hyena.
Yeah, if you do have to be an awful sniveling little hyena, you could be Whoopi. Real name? Karen Johnson.
Oh, did you hear that she married Gerard Depardieu? So now she's Whoopi Doopy Doo.
Okay, you've literally done that joke on the radio this month.
God.
This month.
How would you make Lady Gaga?
Poker face. Yes, I know.
My mum doesn't really claim to not have a favourite too, which is everybody's line, isn't it? But it's just quite clear that I'm not the favourite either because her and my sister, they're just gal pals. They're just besties. Like, I'm not a bestie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a son, but I'm not a mate.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Don't you?
Well, those pictures of her getting a tour around the studio, behind the camera, jazz. Yeah. She looked like... She was having a lot of fun with you.
Yeah,
day.
Wasn't in the photos though, was I? But who was in the photos? My sister. There you go.
Yeah. See what I did there. On holidays, like, did she go to visit? No.
She went to Cambodia to visit my sister.
Yeah.
If you recall. Yeah. So, are you just trying to prove my point repeatedly? Is that what you're trying to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not the favourite Hunter. You're not the favourite Harry. I'm probably the favourite gay son of the one gay sons. So
I'm definitely the favourite gay child.
Great.
Hey, can you say that you're the favourite gay child in your family?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
It is 10 minutes late. You're on the Tao Team on Joy. We've been talking favourite children, and we've had a text in from Sabine, who's given us a much-needed perspective of a parent.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and she says, I have two girls. I love them the same amount, but for different reasons, because they're very different women. If I want peace and quiet time, there's one, and if I need a laugh and to be a bit stupid, there's the other one. But golly, I love them so much.
Oh, Sabine! Aww. That is Sabine. Golden!
And great use of the word golly.
Golly,
bring
that
back.
Yeah.
Bring that back.
Nah, I'm into it. That was, yes, I now understand why people might feel like they have favourites or not. I like it. Thank you, Sabine.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like my mum, is just obliged. Like, she doesn't laugh at my jokes.
Sorry, someone's ringing the phone and Jeff the Bell Girl's gone to the tour. So if you're calling, just hang up now and we'll be back in a minute. We're back in 1 minute.
Oh, that worked.
No, it didn't. It started again. Oh, dang.
Yeah, and I feel like, because she goes to Morgan for the lols.
Yeah.
She goes to Morgan for maybe a bit more emotional support.
Yeah.
But they argue a lot more than I do with her.
Yeah,
a bit
right.
more fiery.
Yeah, and if she wants a girly day out, she goes out with Maddie.
Well, I mean, I don't want to throw stones, but you do live in another country, so that can't help. She can't go to you for a shop, for instance.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's fair enough.
She could shoot you a text, though, I suppose.
Well, yeah, she could shoot me a text. And do you know what? She does, with a lot of emojis.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
She's discovered
that's
emojis.
Wonderful.
That's great. There you go.
But not when it's like, oh, I'm having a bad day, and then there's six guns.
Okay. Oh, but to be fair, they're now water pistols, so at least...
Yeah, that's right. That is now water pistols. Yeah. Well, speaking of mums, guys, I've been teasing a great story all day, and it is really coming up not for laughing at. My mum has had a falling out with a friend, and it was related... to my junk. No. You're on the tag team on Joy. It's 4 minutes to eight. Good morning.
You're with the tag team Harry, Hunter and Chris this morning.
Guys, I've been teasing it all day and I think it's time to talk about it.
I'm so excited.
You have been teasing it all day.
So, I was chatting to Mum the other day. She calls me out. We're having a big chat. And she was talking about a gal pal of hers. She's been friends with her for years. Let's call her Judy.
Judy.
I love that Hunter always has to write these made-up names
because
down.
Because he will forget and say the real name.
Yeah. Yep. So he's written down Judy.
Judy.
So yeah. Mum went out with Judy.
Yes.
And Judy brought a couple of friends that were very wealthy, Mum said. So that was exciting. But the mum had never met the friends before. So Judy was the joint friend.
Yep.
Now, Judy is an animal activist. well, not an activist. She doesn't really do anything. She just moans a lot about animals, right?
Stop killing the badgers.
Yeah. But also, Judy's mad for going to the races, and that really gets Mum's goat, right?
Yeah.
She's like, you can't be all save the animals, but then mad for the races. And so Mum said, anyway, I mentioned that, and maybe I mentioned it one too many times, because eventually Judy's friend, who Mum didn't know, started agreeing with Mum, and she was like, you're right, like, maybe you shouldn't go to the races. You find it so she goes to the races and finds it distressing, right?
Right.
So they were like, you just need to stop going. And eventually, Judy completely cracks it at both of them, tells them to go F themselves, and leaves, right? Goes home, deletes them both off Facebook.
Whoa!
Oh, ultimate move.
And this is a woman your mum's age.
Yep,
great.
And so, mums care a lot about Facebook.
Yeah, they do. Okay. So Mum and this strange couple that never met before are now just out for lunch, both having been ditched by their friends. So they're like, oh, we might as well make
Enjoy
a real day
ourselves.
Of it. So, you know, the drinks are flowing. It was cup day. And so it went on and on and on until eventually she managed to have a second falling out with these people because for some reason they got onto the very controversial topic of circumcision.
Okay. Yep.
Now, do you spend much time talking about circumcision?
Definitely not.
Because I don't. But when I do, I know it's very controversial.
Yes.
I know. You know, you can say something, people get very outraged. People were outraged when we had my sister done. So I get it. Sorry.
Hunter!
Sorry, that was an awful joke. For some reason, they got a circumcision. And then my mum said, and I don't know what she meant by this because it doesn't make sense to me either. Mum said to these people, well, I have a gay son. And I'm very glad I didn't get him circumcised.
What?
Whatever that means, she got some weird pride about not having me circumcised, which is fine. And that really angered the man, and then he threw back.
Uh-oh.
Wait for it. This is one of my favourite lines of all time. He threw back, well, I have a son who identifies as bisexual and all his friends are circumcised.
What? How does he know that?
I don't, surely he doesn't really know that. So then Mum just doesn't believe that, right? She's like, well, how old's he? And we're about me and this man are about the same age. So they got into a full-on fight about who was circumcised and who wasn't until that all dissolved and then they also left in a huff and then Mum and her partner went home having alienated everyone they met that day. So.
That's
a great day out, I think.
That is a great day. What a way to spend cup day.
What a way to spend cup day.
Right. I mean, pardon my ignorance on this.
Yes.
Pardon it.
Oh, you're completely. Forgiven. Given the circumstances, you're forgiven.
Circumstances.
Good one.
Sorry, guys.
Good one. Does it matter? Like, is it like a really, like, do parents go through like a debate of should we get them circumcised, should we not, when you have a baby? Like,
some people do, but I think the biggest thing is it tends, from what I can gather, it's a bit of a of-the-time decision.
Yes.
So depending when you're born, most people either are circumcised or aren't circumcised, and that has gone back and forth over the last 50 years, I'd say.
Quick story. My mum didn't get a chance to have that discussion because I was born by a cesarean, and I was handed back to her already done. She came to and he was like, there you go, Mrs. Downs, here's your son, we've had him circumcised, there you go. She's like, you what? Yeah.
Wow.
1980, you guys.
I was going to say, Queensland in the 60s with another time.
All right, so thanks, listeners. Yes, I will. So on behalf of the listeners, we've got one circumcised, one not.
Yes.
Let's have a look.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
I am looking for a career change.
Really?
I think, yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Giving up showbiz?
Yeah. I thought the other day maybe it's just time to walk, you know, and I've come up with a couple of ideas. Well,
yep.
I've come up with one idea.
Let's workshop.
I think I want to be a marriage celebrant.
No, you don't.
I think I do. Because I tell you what, and no offense to any brides of my that are listening.
You've ruined so many. Yeah,
whose names are
Listen,
Judy.
You just rock up to a wedding. I mean, this is what I think. I rock up to a wedding, the celebrant starts talking, and this is what I think more often than not. Oh, who's this turkey? It's always someone who's not, I mean, yeah. And I think I could just, you know, bring a little zhuzh to it.
See,
you know?
Every wedding I've been to, it's either been like a middle-aged guy in a purple suit, or a soft-spoken woman called Diane.
Yes,
that's
very true.
So you would at least fill a gap in the market.
So don't you think it'd be a great? Don't you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, but good marriage celebrants are hard to find.
Yeah,
But there are some great ones knocking about, and they seem to get all the work. So it's a very
I could
niche,
be one of them, Harry.
But it's a very niche market.
I could
market.
Be one of them.
And can it's like going into to beads, right? It's like going into beads. You know, it's niche.
Going into what?
Beads.
Beads?
Beads. You know, like jewellery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, once you go into that world...
Yeah.
Of beads.
Of beads.
Okay, sure, yeah. No, I'm just checking myself talking about beads.
Bear with me. Once you go into that world... Right? Yep. There's like a hierarchical system.
You're going right at the bottom and you've got to claw your way up.
It's like if you played the violin.
Once you've bottomed the beads, you can't go back.
Yeah. And it's like playing the violin. Once you go into that world and you want to be the best violin player, there's a hierarchical system. And I feel like that's the same.
You're just naming the most random things. The bead world and violin.
Let me bring you back
once
to...
Once you start Suzuki, you've got to come to the bottom.
Let me bring you back to celebrancy. I have actually done... Not to brag, 3/4 of the Certificate 4 in celebrancy.
You have not.
I have. Yeah, I did a weekend course, and then you have to submit like 50 pieces
One
of assessment.
One weekend gets you through 3/4 of the course.
One weekend and then 50 pieces of assessment, of which I submitted like 35, and then went,
What are the pieces? What do you have to do?
Answer questions and
like
do like
what?
like a mock, like if you were to write someone's someone's intro speech, what would you write and what's the one bit you have to include and here, plan this mock wedding.
So technically, could you marry Hunter and I right
now? No, I didn't
right
finish
now?
It.
Oh, okay.
I'm 15 pieces.
You know where I'd
sure.
fall down? You know where I'd fall down? One, I wouldn't know when it was not appropriate to make a joke.
Yeah.
And I'd make a joke about someone's appearance.
Yes.
And two, that bit where you have to say marriage is only between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to give that the legal respect that they force you to give.
Yeah, and you have to say it every time. So.
And actually, number three, what I couldn't be doing is dragging around my own portable speaker all the time on
a little amplifier
and a little travel kit.
Yes, one of the things you learn as a marriage celebrant, it is the onus is on you to make sure everyone legally can hear the ceremony.
So you have to bring your little...
So if it's a big wedding, you have to have a speaker system.
Bring your little amp.
Yeah.
Like you're down spruiking out in front of a jewellery store.
You get up there and do your type 5.
Yeah.
You have them in stitches.
I could put that on the invitations. I could say, listen, ceremony starts from 3, but if you do want to get some gold, get there at 2:55.
Yep.
But we have to be out
By the time the wedding starts.
The other thing is...
And you'd get one of the guests to introduce you as well, which would be...
Yeah. Let us welcome.
Your marriage celebrant, one night only,
Yay!
See, we don't actually have to have the legal right to get married. All we need to do is make straight people's weddings about us.
About us. Oh, that's a good way. The only other thing I'll say is that because to legally marry in Australia, you have to submit your intent to marry 1 month before, which means you're dealing with your intended married couple for a whole month. 1 month of their every whim and bride and or groomzilla behaviours. You have to... acquiesce to all their demands, and I'm just like, no.
No, I wouldn't be working with bridezillas, so I'd be just, nope, next. Don't want you.
Would you be that picky and
cheesy? Yeah, I would be that picky. Like, I've told you about my friend who's a wedding photographer who won't shoot unattractive people's weddings. Have I told you that? That's how he decides if it's a yes or a no.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, and this is brutal, guys, so get ready. He goes, and... He said, if someone's very unattractive, I can never be happy with the photos at the end. So I just say no right at the start.
Well,
I'm like, oh, wow.
I mean, appreciate the honesty, but still.
A bit much.
Wow.
Wow.
How would you maintain a business like that?
I know. And then awkwardly, I recommended a friend of mine to him, and he said he was too busy. And I said, well, you know what that means, Sarah. You know what that means? I'm afraid to tell you, you failed the test.
Not pretty enough.
Wow. You're on Joy 94.9 with the tag team this morning, Harry, Hunter and Chris. And we've got Gab in the studio, our resident glow. Welcome, Gab.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been a little while.
Trip.
Yeah, you were off gallivanting.
I was.
With the LGBTI Equality Roadshow.
That's it. Yes. I was with Rowena Allen, who's the Sexuality and Gender Diversity Officer within the Victorian Government. She's awesome, doing some great work. And Daniel Whithouse.
Oh,
and
hang on. My mum had a talk by Rowena Allen this week, I think, or last week. Was that on the roadshow?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it was. Oh. Was there a woman there talking about her son's circumcision?
Because if so, that was Hunter's mum.
Yeah, because if that was Sandy.
Where was this? Yeah. What town?
Love to tell you. City of Casey it was in.
I'm not sure.
No? All right.
The roadshow.
Anyway, we'll chat about this whole thing.
I don't want to know about that. The roadshow went to Swan Hill, Shepparton and Mildura.
Oh, no. None of those places.
And then next year she's doing a much bigger one. That was a trial. So I think if you're living in our rural communities and you want Rowena and the roadshow to come to you, get in touch with her.
Yeah.
Now, as a trial, how did it go?
It went amazing.
Great.
Yeah. I went to Swan Hill because the Glow up there was on holiday, so I was replacing her. And they were not too sure what kind of response they were going to get because it's a country town. Mm-hmm. They've heard some not so great stories in recent times. And so they thought that they'll be giving some talks and getting community together, but not expecting a lot of people there. And there was a lot of people.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
wow.
Amazing showing. And they're putting together their own LGBTI support network within the local sort of like welfare services up there. And like, that's amazing.
Excellent.
That's fantastic.
So did Rowena would make a speech, I assume, and then was there sort of questions and answers? Or?
And Daniel Whithouse. So they gave presentations, invited community people, representatives along, and then talked about how they can make their own networks and work together and support the community, the LGBTI community up there. Hmm. So incredible work.
And so there's resident GLOW officers in all those towns that you visited?
Yeah, all of those ones, yeah.
So if people just wanted to meet their GLOW before something bad happens, yes, and just wants to get in touch,
Harry,
with them.
How smart are you?
The smartest of all of us, definitely.
I don't like the way she said before something bad happens, like it's coming for all of us, so you want to get in there first.
No, but if you just want to say, like, hello, yeah, good day, like, good day.
Hello and good day.
Good day.
I'm
a local lesbian.
No, it's a good idea because normally we go to the police when something bad has happened. We want to
see Hunter.
We want to ask some advice. We want to report something, hopefully. So we were thinking that why not go and meet your GLOW before that happens?
Totally.
And it doesn't mean something will happen, but why not get on a good terms, get to know who they are on first name basis, be friendly. And so if something happens, then you are comfortable and go, oh, well, I know the GLOW and I already feel comfortable with them, so I can go and report.
And who
talk
couldn't
to them.
Do with another ally?
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
So forgive my ignorance, but if just say you were my local GLOW officer,
sure,
and I had gone in and got on a first name basis with you.
Yes.
Then am I really only coming to you for say I'm a victim of a crime? Am I only coming to you if that's a sort of gay-related crime? Or can I come to you if, say, for instance, somebody stole my bike?
You can come to us for any reason.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crimes may not be homophobic or transphobic related. You just might be LGBTI and there's a crime committed. It may be because of that or it might not be. So it doesn't matter. If any issue that you I'm not sure of or want to report or speak to police about, you can go to your GLOW. You can go to any police officer, but the GLOW's always there for you.
Excellent. Well, hang around, mate. Do I have a story for you?
We can always go have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and have a chat.
I'll run you through the bike.
And what's coming up for you, Gab? Anything on the cards?
Well, Midsummer was launched last night. So,
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, we missed that. Oops.
Weren't you invited?
No.
Not
important enough.
Should have had you in at 6:30.
So the program, I believe, is out there and hopefully online. So start looking at that and have a look at what's on in your local area and then get your local GLOW, invite them to come along to whatever that event is. So from, I guess, the beginning of January, when Midsummer starts, mid-January, there's hundreds of things on. Get
Excellent.
Along to them and the GLOWs will hopefully be there.
And just remind us how you can find out who your local GLOW officer is.
Get onto the Victoria Police website, type in GLLO or gay, and it will come up with the most recent list because we update it every month.
Great.
So you can say literally when you search the word gay, you find a picture of you.
Sometimes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Gab.
No worries.
Enjoy this beautiful day. You're on the tag team. It's 14 minutes to 9. Good morning.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
We have been confirmed that we're re-entering Eurovision.
Yes.
And I've nailed down, I've got it down to a top two who I think is going to be representing Australia.
Okay.
The Veronicas.
Yes.
Gabby the Guy with his favourite act of all time.
Yep.
Or Samantha Jade. Oh. Police your bets, fellas. Police your bets. What do you reckon?
Pros good options.
I've been campaigning for Samantha Jade for some time. Remember, I think your listeners will remember this, my super group.
No.
That we...
I mean, I was here and I don't remember. No, I do, because you talked about it a lot.
Yeah. She was the headliner in my...
That'd be a great
singer.
Choice.
Yeah.
I think Samantha Jade would be good because she's pure pop, but also nothing loves a double act, a twin act like Eurovision.
Like,
and the Veronicas, I don't know if you noticed, are twins.
That could be our edge.
That could be our Jedward.
Yes.
Ow.
Or Geronicas.
Tattoo? Tattoo? Was that the one?
Tattoo, yeah.
Tattoo.
Oh, that didn't end very well, though, did it? Because she became a rabid homophobic Russian politician or something like that. Yeah, don't quote me. Don't.
Oh, that's a career change. Can you tell me about that?
That's quite. That is a serious career change from lesbian pop star. Yeah.
Now, Hunter, I'm looking for an update from you from a story last week you told about. Yes. I believe it was your aunt.
Auntie Rhonda.
Auntie Rhonda and some kind of snake scenario.
Yeah. If you missed it last week, poor old Auntie Rhonda was sat on the couch watching The Block, popped on the air conditioner because it was a bit hot, and a snake came out of the air conditioner, leering through the air towards her, licking the air.
Is that why it's so hot in the studio today? Because no one's game to put an air conditioner on?
That's right.
Because
just in case
a snake comes out of it.
A Rhonda happens, yeah.
So how is she since then?
Well, there's been a very interesting update, actually.
What?
Because she hasn't seen the snake since, but she's been riddled with a new pest.
What?
Mice. Riddled.
So it's like a snake smorgasbord up in there.
That's right. We think that's why the snakes were hanging around, because they know that Auntie Rhonda's place is packed full of field mice.
Wow.
She lives in the country. Have you ever... Here's a fun job for everyone today, if you haven't done it before. Pop the following words into YouTube. Australian mice plague. Have you ever done that, Has?
No, but...
Oh, you won't believe it.
But I can hazard a guess as to what I will see.
It's a lot of mice.
No, I don't
it's a lot
know.
Of mice. And to be honest, when you look at that today at work, do it in work, do it on work's time. When you look at that, just picture Auntie Rhonda sat in the middle of it all trying to watch The Block.
It would be like the opening scene from Ratatouille, wouldn't it? Surely.
I'm not...
No.
Wasn't he a little chef? Was he the rat that was also a little chef?
And if you Google Australian mice plague, what you see is like just a sea of mice all wearing little chef cloches. Yeah.
They're cooking up a fruit flan.
No, you call me the fool. She's got a rat plague in her house and shoots them, and then they all fall out the ceiling and run away, and that's what I imagine the mice plague. Very similar.
Very similar.
Okay, why is that correct?
So as I've told you, they've got a bit of a flood issue going on, so we think everything's coming inland. Okay,
yeah.
So the long story short, she's riddled. Have you guys ever been riddled with anything in your home?
Yeah,
What? Yeah. In the home. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a house that was filled with snakes and... yeah, it was filled with spiders for a start.
Oh!
There were spiders everywhere. Just every... No matter where you looked, there was just spiders. One was so big, it ran up the lava lamp in the lounge room and its feet touched around the other side. That is a true story. But also...
It was sexy. It was like pole dancing.
Yeah, a pole dancing spider. But we used to have possums because the house was...
Possums is a good one. Possums.
You entered on the ground level, but it was on a hill. So the house actually had like an underneath. So we had possums both in the ceiling and under the floor.
Yeah,
and they were there all the time.
Yeah, they're
and
gross.
That then attracted the carpet pythons.
Oh,
so then we had carpet pythons and possums and spiders. Well, not as many possums because the carpet pythons were eating them.
Well, they do a job.
Yeah, but then pythons and snakes just everywhere. Pythons and spiders, I mean.
Yeah, I think...
pythons and possums and snakes, oh my!
Oh, Gab showing me through the glass a picture of her and a snake. Whoa, it looks too big. My mum, our house used to get riddled with children at Christmas when she'd buy a big a big box of chocolate mix. Well, to her it was. Because then we'd eat all the chocolate. So she'd be like, who's been in the quality street?
Also, to be fair, what other pests are there in Wales?
That's true.
Dragons, I think.
Dragons?
There's no whales. That's false advertising.
What? Yeah, there are.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
That is
there are.
Worse than Harry's poker face joke, and yet I love it so much.
Yeah, there are actually, so joke's on you.
They have rats.
So
whales
and children.
They have sewer rats. Oh, they'd have rats for days. Can you just imagine it? Schlepping around the alleys, coming up the back of the steps where they'd keep their bins out of the back. Oh, get out of the way, you ratty sewer.
But are there spiders?
There are spiders, but I don't think they're as bad.
Oh.
No, just
I'm not going to Wales then.
Anyway, there's your Auntie Rhonda update. Stay
Thank
tuned
you.
For next week. You're on the tag team at 6:06. You're on Joy.
We've been the tag team, Harry, Hunter and Chris. It is time for us to get on out of here.
That's right. It's exactly 9:00. Enjoy your day and we'll be back here same time next week.
Bye.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.